Let's get this thing started off right.
Please welcome Big Bay Morning.
18 minutes away from kicking off the $5,000 secret sound. It is back, and you will get the very first sound and clue right at 8:20. Make sure you are here. Are you a bad friend?
Depends on to whom.
You are.
Well, how would you know? We're not friends.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Co-workers, that's what you are, co-workers.
You're an acquaintance to me. I'm actually very good friends with Benny, though.
Whoa, all right.
Well, here are seven signs you're being a bad friend. You always manage to steer the conversation back to yourself.
Okay, that is my friend Osmond, who I just spent a week with. You cannot say anything without it coming back to him.
So, you know, when your friend starts talking about their promotion at work or the new person they're dating, you never fail to find a way to steer right back to you.
Osmond, not me, Osmond.
Greg and I are the kings of this next one. You commit to plans already knowing you're going to back out.
That I admit to that one. Yes. I am, yes. You and I are number one at that. We say, sure, sure, we'll do that. And then we always find a way to get out of it.
Now, this article is saying that, you know, people that do this, they already know that they're going to back out. Like, they say yes with zero intentions of showing up to wine tasting or dinner or whatever it may be. That's not necessarily true for me. Like, when we make these plans, it actually sounds like a good idea in the moment. But then when the plans actually come 2 weeks later on a Wednesday evening or whatever, I'm like, no thanks. I'm not going to make it.
I agree with you 100%. Like, 3 weeks in advance, it sounds like great. And it sounds so far away, so it's like fine.
Right.
And then you get to the day and I start hyperventilating. Like, oh my God, I don't want to leave my house.
Seven signs you are a bad friend. You're good at making friends, but you just can't keep them.
That's me.
Really? Sure. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Because I blame work for a lot of this, though. I mean, listen, I'm not fun to... Like, people say, hey, you want to go to dinner? Sure, can you make it at 4:30? Like, nobody wants to hang out with me because of that.
Yeah. It says, you know, you're outgoing, you're friendly and well-liked, so it's easy for you to make friends, but you just can't keep them, and, you know, it's not a deep relationship. And it's, you know, it goes on to say that, you know, not all friendships need to last, but if you have a string of short-lived friendships, then there's probably a red flag there with you.
I just try to keep that to relationships. I have a string of short-lived relationships.
You are never one to initiate plans or check in first. I'm pretty good with this. I do make it a point to check in with my friends and just see how they're doing, especially during this time. You know, I think that is important, and I do check in with friends.
If texting counts, I'm very good at it.
Yeah.
I stay in touch with people, and I'm good at texting and checking on people.
All right, the last few here. Let's get through it. Seven signs you're a bad friend. You constantly lean on your friends for emotional support, but they do not lean on you for support. You don't respect your friend's boundaries.
Osmond, that's Osmond. That is not me. I'll give you all the boundary you want. You can have so much boundary.
And the last one here, you resent your friend's happiness and success.
That's my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, that's jealousy, right? I mean, that's where that comes from, for sure, which is not cool.
That was my biggest pet peeve about him. He always was comparing himself and jealous of his peers.
You guys scored pretty well. I have Greg, you down for two. Benny, down for one.
There it is, see? So we're good. We're good friends.
Well, Benny's a great friend. Art, you're mean.
I'm mean. Okay. I'm the mean one here. All right. Okay.
All right, let's talk the Big Money Minute and $1,000. Of course, you go to 997now.com. You sign up in about 30 seconds, and then we call you to play the game. It's 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you can answer them correctly in that time, you're going to instantly win $1,000. And if you have signed up, we could be ringing your phone during this song. So stand by. We're playing next on Big Bay Mornings.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Paulina in Fremont. Good morning, Paulina. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
How was the weekend?
Pretty rough, but, you know, I'm fine.
Was it? Are you doing okay now?
Yeah, getting there.
All right. Well, we're calling to check in on you and
yes.
play Big Money Minute.
We're being good friends.
Good. Yeah.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, Paulina. Well, 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
How many days are in a non-leap year?
Pass.
What month does fall start in?
August.
What is 36 divided by 6 plus 12?
36 divided by 6 plus 12. 18.
Spell acreage.
Anchorage?
Acreage.
I'll pass.
Name the 90s pop group behind the song Wannabe.
Pass.
What do you call a group of lions?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
What do you call a group of lions?
A pack.
What sport is Serena Williams known for?
Tennis.
Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion collaborated on which remix?
Savage.
What is the name of the pro baseball team from Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh Steelers?
Pittsburgh. All right. It was a rough one this morning.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a rough one for all of our players. It's just a typical Monday. It's tough to get it going.
Yeah.
But let's go through it. There are 365 days in a non-leap year.
Oh,
year.
A non-leap year. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
365. Fall starts in September. It'll be starting pretty soon. 36 divided by 6 plus 12 is 18. Acreage, A-C-R-E-A-G-E. Wannabe, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. That's
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Yeah. I know the name of the song doesn't match up with the song. A group of lions would be a pride. A pack is wolves. Serena Williams is known for tennis. Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion. Savage, that was the remix. It is the Pittsburgh Pirates for baseball.
Pirates.
The Steelers play football.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Paulina. Have a great day, and I hope you feel better, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Speaking of that Spice Girls song, I forgot to tell you. On Friday night, the girls and I had just a complete spontaneous dance party for like 3 hours in the living room, and it was so fun. I don't know. We ate dinner on the couch, watching TV, and then all of a sudden Alyssa goes in a room and brings out like a little DJ light, you know, like a multicolored light, and we killed all, you know, the other lights, turned this one on, and just started cranking up music for like 3 hours. We were dancing our hearts out. It was so fun.
No wonder awesome. I saw your exercise rings close on Friday night.
That
I was like,
was
what
it?
Are they doing? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, Benny and Vanessa are working out on a Friday night. That's very weird.
That is so funny. I was so happy when the rings closed because I didn't work out that day. And I'm like, oh my God, babe, we just closed our rings. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was so fun, too. I recommend doing that. Having a dance party with your family at the house. And then I wanted to do it again the next night on Saturday, and both of them shut me down. They're like, no, it just has to happen organically like it did. You're not going to plan a dance party. So I got shut down. So I had a one-man dance party on Saturday. All right. We're taking a break. Are we commercial-free, Producer Art?
We are taking a break.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We're coming back. And then, of course, your first shot to play the $5,000 secret sound. It is back. We've got $500 in the jackpot to start. And you'll get that sound and a clue in 7 minutes. Hang on.
Let's go.
Secret sound brought to you by our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. The $5,000 secret sound is back. So, of course, this is the very first sound. It'll be the very first guess and the very first clue. So the jackpot starts at $500, and then for every incorrect guess, we throw $100 in there. So it could get up to $5,000, just like we always do. So let's start by playing that sound. Give it to us, Salarat.
Interesting.
All right. And do you want to read the clue now, or do you want to read it when we get caller number 9?
I think we'll do both, since this is the first time we're playing. I'm a type of bet.
I'm a type of bet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is your first clue. Caller number 9. Start dialing 888-456-9970 to play the secret sound. Good luck.
Let's go.
The Secret Sound is back and, of course, brought to you by our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. $500 to start in the jackpot. Yes, it can get up to $5,000. We have the very first sound and clue. So let's go over to Nicole in Hayward. You are caller number 9. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hi, Nicole. What an honor. You're the first guesser.
I know, I'm excited.
Nice. Okay, well, let's start by playing you the sound. Here it is. And Greg, give us the clue one more time.
I'm a type of bet.
All right, Nicole, for 500 bucks, what do you think the secret sound is?
Is the secret sound... I know the shuffling a deck of cards is a horrible one, but that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Is it shuffling a deck of cards?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I forgot about that.
How annoying that is. We're going to have to hear that every morning for months now.
I forgot about it too, but that sound triggered it in my head. It just came out. It was weird.
All right, Nicole, well, that is not the secret sound, but keep listening to the clues, of course, so you can try to call back and guess again, okay?
Okay, I'm going to write them all down. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day. So, we take another 100 bucks, throw it in there. We're now at $600, and at 920, we will play Secret Sound once again.